Hey everyone, welcome back to TCO Performance Center in Eagan. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, Wobby. NFL schedule.
Yeah.
Vikings version. I'm sure you guys have already seen it, but if you haven't, here it is on the screen. Lots of things to think about, Paul, when you're analyzing the schedule. But I like to look at how we start and how we finish, bookending home games on this schedule. But your general thoughts on the 2018 Vikings regular season schedule?
Yeah, from Jimmy Garoppolo here to start to whatever Bears quarterback is playing at the end here, it's a very difficult schedule. You're a first-place operation, and you're going to get a difficult schedule, home and road. So I think I'm going to probably go conservative this year with my schedule prediction.
Okay.
Depending on how that Miami game at the end goes,
right?
I'm thinking 14-2.
Okay.
So I know it's a conservative approach
it
to
really
Vikings
is.
Football. So don't at me. But nevertheless, it just kind of feels like that.
The key is after a great season is you don't want to be overconfident.
Yeah.
I think 14-2 is a modest look at how things could unfold.
It's a tough schedule.
San Francisco at home week one. So the crowd will be loud and rowdy, and they get to begin the season at home.
Jimmy Garoppolo, cool. Welcome in. The water's warm.
Right. So on Sunday morning, at PA on the mics, tweet will be about Jimmy Garoppolo
coming
to the House of Pain, and can I get a witness?
Ow,
that will be the San Francisco 49ers, a team, by the way, that I do believe, honestly, is on the rise.
Yeah,
that,
so do I.
That GM, the head coach, they know what they're doing. They got a quarterback.
Yep.
They have Jerick McKinnon.
Oh, wow.
That's a nice team, and that's a good challenge in week one.
Yeah, you know, they're not to step on your season-long touchdown call, but there is a certain aspect of a reunion tour to this entire schedule. I mean, Jerick McKinnon week one, Leslie Frazier, defensive coordinator Bills week three, Sam Bradford, quarterback Arizona week six, Teddy after that, as we are at to Teddy and the Jets. It's a fun schedule. Home and away, it's fun.
Now, one thing that's kind of cool is what are the annual landmines in your schedule? You know, and I think it's at Green Bay.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a tough time historically. Coach Zimmer, earmuffs,
at
Chicago.
Very difficult at Green Bay last year in the penultimate game
of
the season.
We've won 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
We shut them out at Green Bay. Mm-hmm. We've won 2 out of the last 3 divisions.
At Chicago, though, you're right.
Anyone is counting.
Yeah.
But see,
even if you're 13-3 or like 8-8, at Chicago is always tough.
But landmines. At Green Bay, we get them early in the season.
Okay.
At Philly, we have 10 days to get ready for that game because
Love
we
it.
Have a Thursday game the week before.
And fans, you have 10 days to buy the proper armor for that game at Lincoln Financial if you happen to be attending.
We will need a military escort out of that city after we beat them. At Chicago, we get that coming off the bye.
Yes.
At Seattle, always a tough place to play. Well, that's Monday night, so we get an extra day to prepare for that. 2 out of 3 at home to close. So I kind of like that element of it.
Yeah.
Bye week right there in the middle.
Yep.
That's not bad timing. Yeah.
Thursday night football for players and coaches, it gets to be strenuous because of the short week.
Yeah.
And the farther into the season you have that, the more physically tired individuals are and mentally tired coaches become. So to have that Thursday night game, it's at L.A. You know, L.A. playing fantasy football in the offseason with Wobby's guys, Peters and Tlaib and Ndamukong Suh and trading for Brandon Cooks and all that. Go ahead and crown them if you want. But to have that game early in the season on a Thursday night, I like that a lot.
Yep, I do too. Now, everyone likes the Sunday noon game routine.
Love it.
Right? So the Vikings have 10 of those right now. Of course, flex scheduling is in play.
Yeah.
And that can change. But 10 games at noon on Sunday, so we love that. There are 4 primetime games.
Yep.
So when you're 13-3, when you've won your division, you play in primetime. The Vikings will do that 4 times, including that Thursday night game that you've already referenced, PA. A rematch against the Saints.
Yep.
We have them at home. That'll be in primetime. That's Sunday night football.
Wobby,
out
of the bye is a complete grinder.
Yes, I mean, it's
an absolute grinder. And when you have a first-place schedule and you have teams like at Rams, at Philly, you got Detroit twice, Matthew Stafford, Green Bay twice, Juicy A-Rodge is back. But then you at Chicago, that's a meat grinder. You know, whether you're 13-3 or not, Green Bay here, tough game. At New England, at Seattle, I mean, that is a tough patch right there. Holy cow.
No doubt about it. But as we said, when you've won your division, you're going to have those games.
No doubt.
5 games in December. My last point here, 5 games in December with how the calendar falls. The Vikings have no games on holidays for the first time in 11,000 years, so that's kind of nice. But 5 games in December, 3 of them on the road. However, we do close with 2 out of 3 at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Well, I mean, if you're thinking about the potential of bad weather on the road.
Not happening.
Mid-November at Chicago can be a little dicey. Foxborough outside of Boston, early December, that could be a little dicey. At Seattle, early December, Monday Night Football, feels like clouds and rain, but that's how Seattle always feels. So from Garoppolo to start it, Trubisky to end it, you got Captain Cool week 13, you got that Sunday night game against the Saints with those nice rookies from last year, week 8. Bradford, assuming he's the quarterback for Arizona, week 7 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Fantastic schedule, great ticket opportunities when they're available. And for those of you who like to go to Vikings road games, honestly, I can't remember a road schedule as cool as this. Right. I mean, outside of the Appleton clomp early, but it is the Packers, you're at Los Angeles, at Philly. Now, I mean, that's obviously tough because of the way the fans acted last year, but it should be a really good game. The where the Jets play is a fantastic stadium. You can stay in New York City. Mm-hmm. Chicago's cool. At New England, at Foxborough, I think we stay in Providence, but it's close to Boston. Mm-hmm. But when you're driving to that stadium, you drive through this little tiny, like, colonial immortality neighborhood, then boom, there's this monstrosity named Gillette Stadium after you come out of these beautiful trees. At Seattle is cool. Then at Ford Field in the penultimate, looks cool.
It is a pretty good home schedule. As Paul referenced earlier, there is a bit of a reunion tour feel to that schedule. So if some of your favorite players are on other teams, you can come check those guys out. But make sure you go and get tickets to Vikings home games at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Cordero Patterson, week 13.
Yeah.
Belichick said, supposedly told Cordero, we are going to unlock with you what nobody else was able to find.
Right.
Welcome in. The water's warm.
Thank you for watching this video as we broke down the 2018 regular season schedule. Make sure you find a way to get tickets to our home games at U.S. Bank Stadium because it's an awesome atmosphere and you're going to love what happens in 2018. For more, stay tuned to Vikings.com. Thank you, Voice of the Vikings, Paul.
Thanks, Wobbs.
All right, see y'all later.